we've got the Rider Prize.
Let's go out and make the whole world green.
Welcome to Green and White Prognostications. Yeah, we took a week off because the Riders had the bye week, but they are back in action in Edmonton tomorrow to take on the Elks, which means this is your opportunity. We're going to get you to call in 1-877-332-8255. We're going to get you to tell us who's going to win the game. What will the scores be? So the score for each team, we tally up those scores. That's how we determine who wins, because the person who has the closest, if not bang on to the right score, when you tally them up with the right team winning, will win. By the way, our friends at Canada West Harvest Center, a big part of the reason why we do this, because if you win, you have your name entered for the end of season grand prize cash jackpot, which is growing and will be nearly $2,000 or close to it, I think, by the time we get to the end of the season. So the Riders with a record of 10-3 in Edmonton to take on the Elks with a record of 5-9. And when you call in, feel free. I don't want to dwell on the CFL rule changes, but feel free to tell me who's going to win, what the score is going to be, and are you giving a thumbs up or thumbs down to the rule changes? Again, we don't need to get too deep into the conversation. I want to take as many calls as I can, but I'm curious just to do a quick informal poll whether people are liking or not liking these changes proposed. Okay, as we jump to the phone lines, again, the number 1-877-332-8255, and I'm going to start with Marina in Regina. How are you today?
I'm good.
What have you got for me? Who's winning this game?
Okay, I've got the Riders 25, the Elks 21, and I hope I'm right.
Okay, so you got a total of 46 with the Riders winning.
Yeah.
Thumb up or thumb down to the rule changes?
Thumbs up for sure.
Okay, well, thanks for the call, and I'm going to go to Carla. I can pretty much predict where this is going to go. How are you, Carla?
Cody. We're going to pull a Gormley. We're going to go total score 50, 30, 20. Cody, Edmonton. And the rules, I like that they changed the posts. The rest, we'll see what comes.
Okay. Thanks for being succinct in your thoughts, Carla. Always appreciate the call. 1-877-332-8255. Two callers, one picking each team. Let's go to Courtney now in Saskatoon. Who's going to win this game, Courtney?
I think Riders are going to have a statement game, 32-21 for a total of 53.
Ah, wow, that is a statement game. Okay, I like it. And thumbs up or down to the rule changes?
Two thumbs up. We got to rejuvenate the game. I love it.
Okay, thanks for the call. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to Don in Yorkton. Who's going to win the game, Don?
Saskatchewan will. 35, Edmonton 27. For a total of 62, and thumbs up.
Okay, and thumbs up to the rule changes. Okay, so far we're 4-for-4 on the rule changes, which I like. We're 3-1 with people picking the Riders to win. What say you? Let's go to Tim in Saskatoon. 1-877-332-8255. Tim, who's going to win the game?
Edmonton
28-26. Gosh, you think they're going to do it, eh?
Yeah, I do. The stats say the Riders, but Edmonton's hot. It's in Edmonton.
Yeah, it's in Edmonton. You're right. You give a thumbs up or down to the rule changes, Tim?
Thumbs down.
Down. Okay. You don't like them. Okay. I knew we'd get some votes for no, so I'll got you down. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to the home of Gainer the Gopher, Parkbeg, Saskatchewan, where John is on the line. How are you this Friday, John?
Good yourself.
I'm not too bad. Ready for the weekend and the Rider game. Who's going to win the game?
Well, the Riders are, of course.
Mm. What do you got for a score?
37 and 26 for Edmonton for a total of 63.
37-26. Okay. Sounds good. And thumbs up or thumbs down?
Thumbs up.
Oh, you're okay with the rules.
Yeah.
Changes. Okay. I like it. I got you. Thanks so much, John. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to Greg now in Moose Jaw. Can the Riders win this one or not, Greg?
I'm not thinking it's going to go that way, no. I think it's going to be the Elks at 24 and the Riders at 17 for a total of 41.
Okay. 24-17, total 41. Another vote for the Elks. Okay. Thumbs up or down to the rule changes?
thumbs up. I think it's great.
Okay. Thanks for the call. 1-877-332-8255. Well, so far, we've got a few people thinking that the Elks are going to pull this out. Let's go to Chris and Warman. What do you think?
Well, I'm concerned, but I still pulling Riders 26 to 24 for total 50.
What are you concerned? What concerns you? What part of the game concerns you, Chris?
That concerns me.
I think I lost you for a second there. You kind of cut out. What did you say concerns you?
The Elks are playing better.
Yeah, they are. They've had a couple of close ones, that's for sure. By the way, are you a thumbs up or down on the rule changes?
Mostly thumbs up, but I hate that they're moving the field 10 yards smaller.
Oh, yeah. You'd like to keep it at 110.
Yep.
Okay. 1-877-332-8255. Phone lines are open for you. Green and White Prognostications is your opportunity to call in and let us know who's going to win the game. What do you think is going to happen? Let's go to Calvin in Warman now. Calvin, can the Riders do it?
Yeah, they're going to do it. And I'm pretty close to Chris there, my neighbor in Warman. I got 27 this time, 24 for a total of 51 for the Riders.
27, so it's a field goal could decide the game is what you're saying.
Yeah, it's going to be tight. Their running back is going to put a few extra points on the board for them, but we just got to be careful this game.
Hopefully we've got some of our injuries back on defense, and that'll help us out.
I agree 100%.
No doubt about that. Thumbs up or down on the rule changes?
I'm thumbs up as long as they never decide to narrow the field.
Okay. Good stuff. I got you down. Thanks so much for the call, Calvin. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to the Southwest. Let's go to Mark in Swift Current. How are you today, Mark?
Good. Yourself?
Not too shabby. Can the Riders win?
I think so, yeah. I think that break was good for them.
Yeah, I think so, too. What have you got for a score?
I got a total of 45, 25-20 for the Riders.
Okay. That's actually close to mine. I was saying 23-20, so not far off the mark. Great minds think alike, Mark. At least that's what I'll say. thumbs up or down for the rule changes?
Thumbs up. I like the Rouge point a lot better now.
Sure. Yeah, they've shored that up a bit, haven't they? Okay, I got you down. Thanks so much for the call. So far, only one person saying thumbs down to the rule changes. Very interesting. It's, you know, I'm curious to know if we'd have done this poll right off the start. I'll have to check in with the Green Zone because I know they did a poll that day, and I think it was a very close 50-50 split, actually, if I'm not mistaken. Let's keep going here. Green and White Prognostications. We'll take a few more calls before we take our break. Let's go to Rory in Saskatoon. Rory, Riders or Elks? What do you say?
I'm going to say the Riders with 29-26.
29-26, so your total is 55 then.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay, good stuff. I got you down. Thumbs up or down to the rules?
I think we should try it out. They could always change it back if it doesn't work.
Right. Give it a shot. Okay. I like it. I like your view. Thanks so much for calling in. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to Don in Saskatoon. What do you think? Score in this game, Don?
23 for the Riders and 17 for Edmonton.
Oh, okay. So a little bit lower scoring than some of the other guesses we've had. So, you're not worried about Cody Fajardo?
Well, you know, he's not that bad, but he makes mistakes all the time. So
yeah, and our defense is, they're out to prove something, hopefully, this game. We had a bit of a rough defensive game last time. So
the last time I phoned in, I was off by one there.
Oh, is that right?
I was the guy that got the right for the Riders.
Oh, right. Yeah. Well, this could be your day today, Don. I got you down. Yeah. By the way, thumbs up or down on the rule changes?
I like the rule change.
Do you? Okay, good stuff. Thanks for the call. 1-877-332-8255. Have I got time to take a couple more? Yeah, a couple more before the break. Sure. Let's go to Kincaid, Saskatchewan. I got Dave on the line. Dave, what do you got for me?
32 for the Riders, 26 for the Elks. For a total of 58.
Okay, I like it. So another Rider prognostication. I like it. And thumbs up or down on the rules?
Thumbs up. I don't think they should have to run into them uprights.
Okay, good stuff. I got you down. Let's go to Gail in Saskatoon. Gail, what have you got for me today?
Hi. I think I got 50. I wasn't quite sure what was going on there, but 30 Riders and Elks, 20.
30-20. I think we had a 30-20 guess in favor of the Elks. earlier. So you're saying 30-20 in favor of the Riders.
Yeah, that's right. That's okay. What kind of confused me for a minute.
Atta girl. No, I like it. I'm with you. I got you down. And what do you think of these rule changes?
Sure. Why not? Let's give it a shot.
I like your attitude. Thanks so much, Gail. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to Dennis in Regina. Last call before the break. But we're doing this until 12:30. So don't give up. Keep trying if you're trying to get through. Dennis, what do you say?
I got 27 Riders, 18 Eskimos for a total of 45.
Okay.
I think Shane Ray and Carney are going to have something to say about Fajardo. And I think Harris and Willette are going to have big games.
Okay. I like it. You are digging deep into the prognostications, and I like that. Are you happy or not happy about the rule change proposes?
Thumbs up, but I also a little concerned with the shortened
field. Yeah, it's causing consternation for a few, for sure. Okay, Dennis, got you down. Thanks for the call. Let's take a break. We'll come back. Green and white prognostications right till the bottom of the hour here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Question is, are the Riders winning? They are in Edmonton to take on the Elks tomorrow. Back in action after a bye week, and we are in the middle of green and white prognostications, where you give us a call at 1-877-332-8255. Tell us who's going to win the game, what the score will be. We tally up the score closest to, with the person getting the right team winning, gets their name in the draw for the end of season grand prize cash jackpot. Thanks to our friends at Canada West Harvest Center. So we jump right back into it. Let's go to Moose Jaw Sask. I got Mick on the line. What do you say, Mick?
I say Riders are going to win. Total of 47, 26-21. And I must say that my sister-in-law was the first call, Marina, and I was going to go do 25-21, but she got there first.
Oh, is that right?
One of us is going to win.
Okay. Well, I got you down. By the way, are you giving a thumbs up or down to the rule changes?
Absolutely a thumbs up.
Okay. Good stuff. I like it. Thanks so much. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to North Battleford. Brent is on the line. Who's going to win, Brent?
Hi, Evan. I'm picking the Riders 32-21 or 32-23.
Okay. So it's that's a decisive win, I would say.
The Riders never make it easy, but they'll pull out with a 9-point victory.
I like how you said that with the conviction of a true Rider fan. The Riders never make it easy. Seems to be the way for sure. Well, I hope you're right, Brent. What about these rules? You like them or don't?
I guess I got to go thumbs up. I don't agree with the 100-yard field. I think the 110 Canadian way of doing it is a better field, but most of the safety rules and extra point or missed field goals, I thoroughly agree with that.
You're on board. Okay, good stuff, Brent. Okay. Thanks so much for the call. Let's go to Vaughn in Kindersley. Vaughn, what do you say? Who's going to win the game?
Hopefully the Riders, 23-18, total of 41.
23. Okay. Good stuff. I like it. And the rules?
I love it. Everything except I don't understand why they went to a 15-yard end zone. I wish they would have stayed with the 20-yarder, but I guess they had to make Toronto and Montreal end zones right.
I think that's what they did. They some concessions for the end zones that don't meet the qualifications. But, okay, good stuff. Thanks, Vaughn. I appreciate the call. Where am I going next? Let's go to Glenn in Saskatoon. How are you today, Glenn?
Not too bad.
Good. What have you got for the score?
Total of 67, 37-30 for the Riders.
37-30. And a thumbs up for the rules.
Yeah.
Okay. Good stuff. Okay. Thanks so much. 1-877-332-8255. We'll time for a couple of more. Gord in Iroquois Lake, quite often the very first caller in. You're just squeaking in under the wire today, Gord.
I just made it in.
What have you got for a score?
I got a total of 67, 40-27 for the Riders.
40-27, okay. Total is a higher scoring game. What about these rules?
Well, I think it's going to be a good thing. You just try it out and see what works the best and then eliminate what doesn't.
Okay, I like it. Good stuff. Thanks so much, Gord. Have a great weekend. Final caller today, Green and White Prognostications, goes to Dwayne in Carrot River. Dwayne, what do you say?
Well, I was getting really worried, but I'm going 26 Riders, 22 Edmonton, and I don't know whether to say go Fajardo or go Riders, but maybe both.
Okay. Well, I'd prefer if you'd say go Riders, Dwayne, just for the record. By the way, rule changes, like or don't like?
Well, I think I don't know how you're going to have your kids and junior teams playing at Mosaic Stadium 1 week and the rules are this way, and then the next week they're back at the regular thing. It kind of messes them up.
That's probably the one, I'd say, one of the biggest challenges for sure. So, okay, well, overall, by the way, Dwayne, thanks for the call. Overall, most people giving a thumbs up to the rule changes. If I count Dwayne as a no, I had two people out of all of our callers. By the way, predominantly, everyone picking the Riders to win today as well, except for, I think we had four Edmonton picks. Green and White Progs, always lots of fun, and we'll let you know on Monday, after we know the outcome of the game, who is this week's winner. Thanks again to our crew that help us put this show together every week. Frank Ehler, Adam Gruhl, our tech producers, Libby Gray, Nicole Garn, Sheena Rizel helping us out this week when it comes to producing. Let's not forget Brent Laux, who filled in for the first part of the week. Our whole production team, it's been another great week. Go Riders, go Blue Jays, go Team Canada in the Women's World Rugby Championship. We got lots to cheer for from the sporting world this weekend. Have a great one, folks, and we will chat again Monday morning here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.